TheBrownSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio. We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Do you want to be?
We're going to be. Going to be. To be or not to be. That is the question.
Bye.
We got the answer. You got the question. To be or not to be.
Got the blue ball. Is that me? You want to be?
That's a B too.
Here we are. The answers again. What a dilemma we're in. You can't laugh at yourself. What can you laugh about? Isn't it time for a reckoning? Don't we need some upsidazium?
Take you higher.
Yeah. It's time.
I just good
place to be. Drop that ego.
See, there you go. I don't have, there's no ego in a song. I gotta get the ego in a song. You're right. I'll come up with new lyrics.
Gotta land that puppy. It's time. And you know how it is. We're all listener supported. And I think it's interesting that, you know, we take care of ourselves. It all works for us. And we don't have to work for someone else. Isn't that the only way out of this is to find a way that you don't have to play? Isn't that what it's all about?
Well, I want to play. I
want you to play as much as you can play.
I want to play.
I don't want to play somebody else's way. You know?
Right.
I think we were made that way that you know, like somebody said, have at it, you know, enjoy it all. And they let us loose and somebody said they're in control and you're like, what? How's that work? How do I see something new?
Hey, see, and that's the thing. How does that work? Because I've never questioned authority, have you? I mean, even though
time, I was wondering why they don't know any more than I do, and they keep saying, respect your elder. You'll know about it one of these days. You're not old enough to know that.
I know, but it's just
all a joke, isn't it?
Yeah, if you really want to have it your way, it's like, I guess you got to go to Burger King. Otherwise, you're just,
eating at Popeyes. King of the crap, yeah. I agree. Eating at Popeyes. I don't know, spinach.
Can't have it your way. Takes the way
with me. I have an answer for spinach. Actually, I buy spinach all the time. And what I do is I dry it so that it doesn't go bad, which is really a good thing to do. Like, it doesn't really hurt it. If it's dry, it still tastes the same. But you can dry it so that it never really wilts. But if you let it stay wet in the bag, or if you leave the bag like where it's like, you know, all the weight is on the bottom or something, all that wet stuff starts to, you know, degrade it. So if you just open it up, spread out the bag, and you got it made.
I just want to boil it and eat it and drink.
Boil it. That is the best way.
I know.
That is the best way, actually. I love spinach.
Hey, but I'll tell you this. You know what? If you douse it with Russian dressing, or for your favorite, like, you know, dressing, salad dressing. excuse me. It's good salad. Yeah, excuse me. Excuse-moi. Pardon me. I know. It really felt good. Excuse-moi.
Get that one out. You're on the
answer. Don't worry. That's the answer, folks. You know, you have a couple of them every day, and you won't, like, you might, like, not have an ulcer or something. You feel better anyway. Easier to sit down.
Well, I think spinach is special for some reason. Like, it's the one thing that I can stay with. It's easy on my stomach.
It's easy. That's an easy one, because you know why? I'm strong to the finish, because I eat me spinach. I'm the bag of man.
I've always wanted to do that. Tell the world what the problem is. I wanted to do that.
That's a freaking great song, ain't
it? It is. We grew up on that stuff. I still like craving it. Yeah, I was wondering what my problem is. How am I going to get away from this place if I love my spinach? the guy before us, Watchman on the Wall, was talking about how you can be quickened to life forever here. And it's like, wow, how do you get out of it then? Isn't that the big question?
Quickened to life? What does that mean?
Forever. He said something about Lazarus was quickened to life, you know, and some of the people are still living, like there's all these people that you don't know about or something. And then he said something about this is where the final destiny is anyway, so it's all about coming back. And it does sound something about bringing the kingdom of heaven down here, but when you say that, it just means the way you treat people. You know, you're supposed to think that there's a better way to be. You're supposed to make it that way. When you know better, you do better. So I kind of laugh at it, the whole thing, you know, it's all how you take it or how you look at it, and coming back here isn't really that interesting to me forever. I mean, I wonder how long that would last before you want to kill yourself, and you can't.
I would find this extremely
interesting. It's a good question. Yeah.
To come back.
You mean that you can't get out of here?
No, I find this planet extremely interesting. Wouldn't you just love to like to land in some like majestic waterfalls in the middle of like I don't know, New Zealand or something? And you're just like, I'm just saying, wouldn't that be just great to see things?
I think there's lots of places.
I want to come back as a hovercraft, as one of those drones, like drones. I want to fly.
So you can keep the charge talking.
I
want to see it all.
Little elf flying a little drone.
Little elf. You remember you said you wanted to fly like a fly? Be able to land upside down.
Yeah,
that's the most awesome back.
I want to be a fly on a drone and in control of that drone, because that way I can just say stop here and I can fly off and do my thing. You know what I mean? And come back on the drone and take off.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The drone would be my spaceship.
It's a plan.
It is a plan.
So we got the technology nowadays, right?
I saw the movie. I just got to stick my head in that transporter machine.
It looked pretty simple to build.
Help me. No, help me.
Yeah, exactly.
Honey, I think we have to put the wedding off. I'm really screwed up here. You can't look at me, no. I've got to bid you to look at me.
Yeah, that would be
I know, that would be bad enough.
Not myself. I feel a little possessed. A little. And I got a big head, you know. Look at that.
That's so wrong. Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Movie. Wow.
The worst thing would be if she would fly with a woman, too. So
well, that would make it all good, then.
Would make it interesting. I've become a trans.
You want to go hang out and trash with me tonight, babe?
That's a trash. Got a craving for shit.
Oh, my God. What is the answer? Help me call. Bring me back, man. Reel me in. What is the answer?
They should have done a sequel to that movie. So many ideas.
That would be. They did. And he became half hamster. I saw it, man. Yeah.
No way.
Flying. That way. He was a hamster. Oh, yeah. It was his nephew or something. And he goes, Uncle Idiot. he left some books here. That's all.
You figure out how to get back.
Oh, my God.
So how the movie ends, him killing himself like the fly.
I don't remember the end. I've seriously done. He was a freaking hamster, man. It's like, well, he was a rodent.
I feel like running on the wheel. I need a bigger wheel.
I think his wife cut off his tail of a carving knife. I think that's how it ends.
She just dealt with it. The tail has to go.
Well, yeah. That's a bad story.
I don't want anybody to hear about it.
But I know I saw it, man. I'm telling you. Tail.
Tail of two hamsters. Well, there we have it. Now that we can stop crying.
I know, I'm wiping tears from my eyes. It's unbelievable.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
No, man, because we're both empaths. We're both showing our empathy. Yeah, we have feelings.
that easy, huh? Got an excuse for it.
I have
no excuse for myself. I think it's just too bad. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, my excuse, you.
You what?
Excuse you. Whatever it is we talk about.
Yeah, right. Excuse me.
Excuse.
If somebody would just excuse me, I wouldn't have to fight anymore.
Let's see. X stands for X. Q stands for.
Talk about excuse me. You know, Hunter, if he gets, like convicted or some shit, the old man can just let him off the hook.
That's right.
Isn't that convenient? Isn't that, like, the stupidest thing that we've ever, had to you know, witness or whatever. I don't know how to put it.
It makes the
soap opera. Love it. It's the best act ever.
It just makes the soap opera all that much better. That's how you get the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, it's like, you know, like.
What, get people fighting over it? Fighting over it.
You burn down the village, you know, and then it's like, you know what? The president pardons you. And then the next year, there you go. Then burn down that village. Oh, the next president will pardon you.
You raped my daughter. And he doesn't want to admit that it's his child.
Oh, you're just trying to get my blood pressure up now. Oh, now this is
no, not a I'm just making jokes. I don't really care, really. I'm not into judging anyone.
They won't acknowledge your grandchild. It's just, I mean, they're so frustrated.
I know. It's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine.
And the fruitcake at the top actually, you know, knows enough not to do that. You know, like, that's how devious he is. Like, he's possessed.
He is possessed. It's horrible.
It's amazing.
I don't care what he does. If genetically, that kid isn't his family, he should embrace that child. It's like
that easy. But, I mean, these days, you just take a test. Everybody knows the truth.
Right.
Can't hide it. So what's the point of all this? Why is it in the news? Why do we have to know his business? I don't, you know, like, I don't care what happens to him. He's going to hell, and I don't care. I'm not in his handbasket.
I have to say, you know, why is it in the news? Yes, I agree. But because it's in the news, by extension, you get to, like, you get a little reflection.
It's just to piss you off, right?
No, you get a little reflection on the personality of the president of the United States who your vote supposedly represents you in the world affairs. Oh. And here he is just being, like, you know, there's no empathy there. I mean, come on. He sniffs every other little girl that walks by. He can't sniff his granddaughter?
Yeah, you would think he wanted as many as possible that he could touch.
Sure. It's not for anything else that. But I'm just confused by him. Like, how do people do that? It's not, people don't
know. Actually, I don't know how people do it. And you know, something that goes along with that story is, if you can't raise your children, how are you going to raise an AI? You know, like, who do they think they are if they don't know how to teach their children better? They're going to teach this AI to think and do something, you know, that nobody's ever done. But you can't make wall switches have brain or thought.
I'm being harassed by the stinking AI, man, on Skype. Anybody else on Skype?
You think it's AI? Isn't that the joke? Is they're trying to harass you so that you think it's real? Of course you're being harassed. Everything is a robot that's automatically programmed to harass you.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then you start to think that this thing's thinking. Well, how is it thinking? Explain to me. Like, you're pretty good at technology. Tell me how you program it to think. Because I heard, like, a two-hour show last night where people are acting like it can do all these things that they thought that, it, you know, they actually said it could be like a 9-year-old at this point, and we got to worry that it might be a 20 or 30-year-old in the next year or two. And it's, like, stupid.
Well,
and you never explained how it can think or why it would think or how you would program it to think. He just said all these tests and bullshit that, you know, just to get everybody to think it thinks. So, you know, you got to wonder what thinking is. I mean, that's something the creator gives you. It's not something you just make up. Go ahead.
All right, this is what somebody thought. And this is what they got AI supposedly talking to me. It keeps on appearing on my Skype.
Supposedly.
It says, hey, this is Bing. How can I help you today? Claims he's I'm an AI preview, so I'm still learning. Sometimes I might say something weird. Don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to get better. If you want to start over, type new
topic.
Sounds
like one of them women.
And this thing keeps all coming up, man. It's like, what the hell?
You know how those women try and get you to...
My contacts.
You know,
I'll delete it again.
Watch them.
Yeah, well, I'll delete this again. Yeah, I just like... Yeah, I'm always getting calls from them.
Yeah, you can ignore it, right?
I'm going to delete it.
Ignore it, right?
Goodbye, delete, goodbye. We'll see when it comes back. All right, we'll see if it comes back, yeah. Maybe I'll have to block it. I don't want to really block Bing, but maybe I do. Bing's like a freaking virus on my laptop.
Everything's a virus. Everywhere you go, there's advertising. It makes you waste really, your time, and it loads all this shit that you don't
really
want.
It's really a virus on my laptop, because every time I go to Google or GoDuckGo or whatever the hell it is, Bing takes over. It's hijacking it, and I can't get rid of this freaking thing. So, Bing, there's some kind of virus that takes you to Bing. It's pissing me off. I'm not really pissed off, but I'm not kidding when I say virus.
Well, isn't that the point, that they can get you to, like, spend your time to try and figure out how to stop them? And it's like who has the time to deal with all this stuff? It's like, annoying. And you can't stop them. Like, nobody's responsible that you can say, you know, well, they should pay me for my time. You know, like, look at how much time we waste on this stupidity. And the joke is, why can't they just do it for you, you know, work with you, or, you know, make it easier to, you know, you would want to buy something if something was working for you or with you, instead of like, oh, you should do this, and it's like, well, do I get a choice, or are you telling me how to do it? You know, advertising is to push you to do everything. Like, go here, do that, understand, and thinking, no, I don't. Why are you confusing me? I'm an old man. Too many buttons. None of them do what they say they're going to do. They take too long. All I want to do is fix something. And everything's a robot now. And it's not a robot. It's just, it's like, if this, do that. That is not thinking.
Well, come on.
What else can a computer do?
Robots. I mean, just because it's a robot, you don't have to be AI.
Yes, but you program it. It looks at something and you tell it how to take it. So
it's a robot.
Still, you're telling it.
It's not. It's whatever. You know what?
It has no thought at all.
Well,
it's got information, if you want to call that intelligent. But we have lots of information, and you could say we're artificially intelligent. Because we don't know the answer. We don't know what's really going on. We only know what they told us. So, you know, out of all these people in the world, where do you find the real answer or the real way out? The real way of not being controlled by something else that's advertising and hitting in your head like a worm, you know? Like I don't even want to use the transit anymore because it's too close to all these other transiting things.
What does that mean? Know?
We got trans everywhere, and they call it a transit system. So, you know, whenever you're going from here to there, you're transiting.
So these trans.
Now we're all going to be trans.
So trans, right, the transits are going from one place to another. So when they get there, they become it.
Our
body. So let's see. So on a trip from guy to girl or from girl to guy, until you get there, you're a trans. Oh my, there you are. It's so simple.
In the transit system.
It is. It's so simple.
Yes. So should we change the name of the transit system?
No, just give them their own bathroom. Everyone's going to be happy, man. And get them out of sports. Get them their own.
League. Well, there's not that many of them. You know, like, if there was more than 0.0001%, I could see them being in my face all the time, but it's not like that. Why should my life change when I have nothing to do with what they're going to do?
I got to bring up a point. I got to bring up a legal point. You know, it's like, for instance, if
sure.
I...
Am I going to get in trouble?
Oh, I don't care if you get in trouble here, whatever. Just, hey, bring it on here. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, if you're in the Olympics or any kind of sport, right, if you're shooting up testosterone, if you're a woman, you're shooting up testosterone to increase, you know, I think that's illegal, you know? I don't think you're allowed to do
it
that,
is.
Okay? So now, when you get a trend or a guy who enters female sports, you know, because he identifies with a woman, he's definitely overdosing on testosterone compared to...
Wouldn't he be doing estrogen to be a woman? See, that's how confusing it all is.
But
you're not allowed to change something, right?
He's still if you're going to compete, isn't he?
Any change is like not really what the creator gave you, and isn't that what the whole competition is? Is to see what you've got.
Yeah,
you know, not to pretend. I mean, that's kind of the point, right?
I'm just trying to make it fair, that's all. Just making it fair. Competition is touching on sportsmanship, you know, fair play.
Right? Fair is like put them all in one category so that they can compete together. No problem with that.
But then that's the end of girls everything, girls sports.
No, I'm saying not all the sports. I'm saying give them their own category and then put them all in that category. Anybody that wants to be different than this or that. I mean, what would the creator decide? What would the creator do in this situation? And why would we spend so much time on it when we've got better things to do, like what the creator would do?
Well, wait a second. Instead
of all this nonsense.
Perhaps for me and you, we're sitting here on this, it's like, what is it, Sunday night? We found a couple hours
open
out of
the crack.
We stand here and talk about this ridiculous stuff. Yeah. So there you go. We have an excuse.
Exactly.
I do, so you don't pin me down to like, I just sit around thinking about trannies all day. I just couldn't wait to have my chance.
Oh, I only thought about the transit system today. That's all. I did. Just
that's
wanted to make a joke.
That's a good one. I like
it. I'm only a joker anyway at my age, you know? Like, you can't take me serious. You know, like, I make silly jokes even. Like, you know, I probably ruin children's minds. Make them silly, too. You know?
I've been accused of that. I'm a baby boy.
Well, yeah, you want to enjoy it, right? Well, yeah, because that's what's fun, right? You get in trouble, too.
I say the wrong thing.
Actually,
don't
you get in more trouble than the grandchildren and stuff?
It looks like
you should know better.
Don't talk yet.
You should know better. You're the older. Listen to that witch doctor. Been around too long. He'll play with your mind.
It's so funny how I'm brainwashed because it's like the kids will use the word, don't drop the F-bomb sometimes, you know? In front of the kids. I'm like, holy crap, man. I never did that, man.
Nice.
Because that's me brainwashed. Because my parents never cursed. I never cursed.
Mm-hmm.
My kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Not often. It's not that kind of thing.
You're right.
It
is
I'm thinking like, wow, how can they bitch about anything I say? You know? What about peace and love anyway?
Well.
You know?
It is all about, it's all about forgiving, actually, because anyone you don't forgive, you're going to have to live with the way you are. And isn't that the joke? That's what ties you to this world, is all the connections you make. And if these people don't get off the planet, you're going to get connected to them, too. So I think the way out is just, you know, the higher you get, the further you can go and the more you can explore. And anybody getting stuck here forever is only going to be limited to, you know, what can you see here? How long does it take to see it all? You know, even if there's so much to see here.
I mean, in the next life, it could take forever. Does it really matter? And then there's something.
It doesn't matter, but why would you have limits in forever? Like
you
said, forever, why would there be any limit?
You can never see it all, man. Even if you see
things
change. Geology changes. Geology, I mean, things change. Erosion.
Well, so I get that idea out of the OOSPI, and the OOSPI says that, you know, like all the planets are different, just like all the species here are different on the planet, like no two things are alike. So that's what makes forever interesting, is that everywhere you go, there's no two planets alike. There's no two places the same, you know? So it's like, you know, when you look out at space and you sit here as a physical existence, you think, well, how do you ever get to travel space? How do you ever have the time? What does it take to actually do that kind of stuff? And you wonder about something coming here from outer, you know, from some other place, you know. But like, if the creator is so amazing and all of this is so, like, you know, nothing like anything else, then wouldn't, like, living forever be like the spirit world is more like life than the physical world? And there are no limits once you get, you know, out of the physical existence part. You got a helicopter or something going over.
Miria.
Miria. Right over my head.
They're rappelling down to get me.
Hello up there. Hello. Hello.
Now, probably listening to us anyway.
There's so. They are now. I'm guaranteeing it. Anyway, there's like a big hunt in there's a big hunt in Texas right now for some guy. He killed a bunch of people, man. There's a hunt. He ran into the woods. So it's some place above. It's north of Houston. So that's all I know.
Well, I am north of Houston, but I'm not sure. But the joke is, that's the only thing that bothers me, is if they're looking for someone else.
They are.
Somewhere.
They're looking for some guy who ran into the woods, man.
Did I laugh, you know?
Yeah, his neighbor This is how the Texas thing works. He was making noise. He was firing his gun in his yard. And so the neighbor came over and said, like, oh, man, you're making a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, that guy was crazy, man. I heard about that.
Oh, did they catch him yet?
I don't know. I don't follow that stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
What it is, they're saying that's how bad it's getting, is everybody's going this, that, and the other. And the thing is that it is like that with the news, but the news is usually ignoring a lot of that stuff, so we don't see as much of it until they want us to. And you got to imagine, with so many millions of people and stuff, that all kinds of things are happening over, you know, a normal day.
It's all over, man. They took out Tucker. It's over.
Well, it's over. They just tried. They ran a play on us. That's all it is. There's nothing over until, you know. It's never over.
It's never over. That's what Yogi Berra said, man. It ain't over till it's over. That's baseball.
It can't be over. You know, because you live forever, so it's never over. You just have to realize what's going on. And the interesting thing is, like, you're always looking for a way out, and something above you or you know, that's been here first, is always trying to, you know, keep you from finding a way out. Like, they set it up to confuse you or fool you. But the way I see it is, they really can't do anything to you. You know, like, they come up to you and they might say, well, we think this and you're doing that. But the truth is, it's not up to them what you're allowed or what they think they can do to you. Like, you have to look at the higher level of, you know, where we come from and whether or not we're pledging ourselves to man or, you know, something like a creator. And when it comes to the creator, you got to wonder what man's going to go through if they bother somebody that claims the creator has more to say. You know, so you wouldn't want to really deal with the creator, right? If you're doing all kinds of stupid stuff, like bothering somebody.
Well.
Like, what would the creator do? Would the creator bother you too?
I don't know. Well, you know, you don't want to be trespassing upon people, because then they'll just trespass. You know,
I wouldn't do
trespass
that.
Upon you, right? So you don't do that.
I wouldn't do anything to hurt anyone. But if you're like that, and you would compensate if you did hurt somebody, what do you need rules for if you're not going to, you know, like, I don't put out negative or, you know, expect something to.
Yeah, well, rules, you know, why do you need rules? It's like, you don't need rules until you're, like, in the woods.
Well, for bad people, right?
And a bear jumps on you. You know, I had a cosmic experience with a squirrel that I...
Don't need a rule. What's the rule when a bear jumps on you?
It's like someone's about to die. That's what it sounds like.
Like, pray to God. Right, what else can you do?
It's like someone's not walking out of here. So
probably not the bear.
Well, I would hate. It's just a shame the bear has to die.
Yeah, right.
I know. Well, here I am, right? So I'm sitting on the porch. To say, so it's pouring. It's been raining all day. Still a second. I'm sitting on the porch and playing my guitar, and this squirrel climbs on the window right in front of me. Like, I got one, two, three.
You probably wanted to hear it.
Well, Well, I always sang to him, you know, but it's like I just got the roof fixed. Mm-hmm. They're not in the roof. Their whole bitch. He's outside now, right? But I have this one window that's broken, and there's like a slice of pizza. Like,
like it's raining out here.
You know, so and that's on the upper level. I got two rows of windows, and he goes, and he I'm sitting there, and he's like, but he's like right in front of me.
He knows where the hole is.
Five windows of pain to go. Five windows. Anyway, but he's in the front of the window in front of me. And it's like, I know on the upper right, the farthest one on the right, five down, that's where that hole is, that pizza slice. I mean, it's the window broke. Anyway, it's just so weird. My life is weird. Anyway, I'm thinking he's coming through here. I'm thinking he's going to get in here. I'm thinking, I can't believe it. I'm reading his mind, right? So I'm sitting there playing. So I'm seeing the fool on the hill, you know. I'm just going on, you know. I know. And it's like, I look up to my upper right, you know. Around 1 o'clock, it's really 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, where I'm sitting from, is what it looked like.
Sure.
You know, and a little bit back. Anyway, and there he is. He is sitting in that pizza. He's in the glass. He's not sitting on...
Oh, he's looking at you.
Well, no, his tail's hanging in. He's looking out, so he's under, like, the little awning thing, the gutters, you know, but he's sitting on the glass. He's, like, the window has a pizza shape out of it. Freaking weird, man. But I visioned that. I read his mind. I'm thinking, there he was. He jumped right on that.
Probably willed him to do it. Like, you probably have a little bit of power over the creatures.
I did. And you know, when I walked away, I willed that squirrel out of the kitchen that one day. I'm like freaking Willard, man. I'm Willard of the squirrels.
I can will it.
I will the squirrel. Step right up.
I can wind them up and set them go. What? I do think they respond to us. That's how crazy it is. But, you know, we're so crazy that we wouldn't even try and talk with the animals. We think Doolittle is nuts.
We were looking right at each other. He was like right at the window. He was on the outside, and I was on the inside. He had the window down. And we're just like looking at each other, and he's just doing his thing, searching, you know, whatever, acting like a squirrel, you know. And then I turned I looked away from him, you know, I looked to the left. And then next thing I know, he's up in the freaking window, second level, sitting on the glass. I mean, it's like there's a pizza cake out in the middle of the
glass.
I think
it was a concert. It's like I could see, you know.
They always do that. They hang upside down. They do, on a tree, and they just look at me as I'm playing. They do that for years. Yeah. They like me.
Well, don't the birds come and hang out, too? It's like that
they start chirping. Yeah. Well, chirp. And they fly right by me.
But I mean,
right in front of my face.
They come closer, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're sitting in the trees.
Gather around.
And I swear, and they're
like,
they start to. And they're just like singing too, because they're like, they're actually like, whatever, they're there. They show up, and they don't leave. It's like it keeps on getting louder.
They're getting louder, they're singing with you.
I know. They'll find me like, I'll be like, oh, they'll find me like happy eating. Birds pecking on the possums and all that.
He wasn't fast enough. He didn't realize he was annoying them this whole time. They were just building a little gang against him.
Wouldn't that be like a horrible film, man? Could you imagine, like, you know those trail cams? Trail cam, you got a trail cam with like 100 pictures. This capable, like 100 pictures, and like some guy gets attacked right there. You get that, and then as they slowly eat him, like each frame, it's like just 100 frames of birds being eaten to death by everything.
You can bet on if he's gonna move it.
That'd be a pro gun commercial. Don't go out without your gun.
Kill them all. They get you.
Could be you.
It's the land of killing things for a living.
The land of killing things. Surprised you have a show like that on TV. The land of killing things.
I know. The land of the lost. but you want to live. Stop killing things and you can live.
Seems so we kill to live, we kill to live.
There won't be anything left. I did check out the buffalo. There was like 60 million bufflers, 60 billion bufflers. No, it was million, I guess.
Million.
And it got whittled down to 600. And they, that's hard to believe. Actually, yeah, it is. Actually.
And they weren't bufflers. They were bison. And this is how it became buffalo.
Well, it's the same thing, right?
No, what happened was it was the French.
Which is Nicholas,
it was the French. The French came over and the French said thought it looked like the buffalo in Africa, and yeah, water buffalo. And they called this buffalo something, and then it called it buffalo, right? But the truth is, it's a bison, and buffaloes are not. And you said that the bison and buffalo are different. Yeah. So I looked it up.
Yeah, I thought they were different, but it wasn't like they were extinct, because I looked it up too. But no, almost but that, like they but, would have been if they
yeah,
didn't feed them all.
Yeah, I started getting weird about that. Because I don't believe that like you could they could go extinct. Because my point was,
well,
just 60 killing them on a train track,
of,
right?
How are you going to kill 60 million of them? Well, it's a story anyway. Everything you hear is a story.
Think about this,
and the
dude.
White
like,
man wants to act like he's done everything, like, you know, Davy Crockett or something, but it's really not the story.
Two things here. I got to make my point. There's a train. One time there was only one or maybe two tracks that went. First, there was only one that went across the country, and that was the train that the people were shooting all the buffalo up, right? You know, they were having fun. Yeah. They went cross country or here or there, right? I'm saying, what? Why would the buffalo all hang near that train
doesn't make
track?
Any sense.
I mean, come on, stop. Just stop. Anyway, that brings me back. I'm just rolling that story. And then the other one was.
Well, no, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. It's just way too unbelievable.
Yeah. So, something that's just. Maybe buffalo were already going extinct. Maybe there was only like, you know, 6,000 left. And we just did them in. Something ridiculous. I mean, I know I saw a pile one time, like, you know, probably two stories high, buffalo, like, pile on top of each other. You know,
run off cliffs sometimes. They used to, that's how they would do their harvesting, was run them off a cliff. But then I don't know if I believe that story either. Like, how many buffalo do you need?
Has anyone ever witnessed that? And why would the Indians do that? They wouldn't want to kill all their food.
Well, no, they would kill enough for what they use, but it's like, you know, like it doesn't make sense to run a bunch of them off. They're so big. So you got to think how, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore because, you know, everything's a story to us. Because you don't know until, like, you get to the next place or something. Now, you know, like, you could have a connection to the Creator, and you could find things here, but you can't find it through man. Like, there's no good connection to man here. You can't figure out which one of them's going to screw you next. And I'm not bad on people. I actually forgive everybody. They don't know what they're doing. Because I don't want to think about it. I don't want to be like them. Isn't that what we're really here for, is to see what could happen? And really, everybody's an example. And the best way out is to just give a good example so somebody else can get out, too.
Well, I got a problem with the Passion of Christ, okay? I know we're past Easter here, but I just got to get to this.
Why would they even do that? Yeah.
Well, I want to get to this point. Yeah, I know. Because what's his name? Mel Brooks? That's funny. His name is Mel Gibson, right? Mel Gibson.
Yes.
That's what an extreme opposite that is. But anyway, where was I going? Yeah, okay, yeah. So they beat the crap out of Jesus. It's bad, man. Kicked the crap. I mean, he is just, and there's no way he's even making it up to the cross, right? But he does anyway. He makes it there. unbelievable odds. I mean, if you're betting in Vegas, he ain't making it, you know. But whatever. Yeah. Nonetheless, he makes it. They put him up there. You know, same, man. It's that's a tough one, but nonetheless, he's up there, and then he
talked. It was bad enough you had to watch him on the cross in your school and stuff, right in the middle of the schoolroom and stuff. You had to watch him all day. You know, something bloody and beaten, and if you be like him, you'll end up like that.
You could have post.
It happened to you.
PJSD.
It happened to you. The teachers beat you.
Michael, let me get my point out of the way. Would you please? Let me get my stupid freaking point. Okay, where was it? Let's see. Creeper. So anyway, I'll bring it on. You're going to wait now. I'm going to find my point. Okay, so let's see. I have Oh, yeah, right. I got it already. Cause, shut up. Okay, sorry. That was rude. But here we go. So he's up there and he says, like,
why?
And you always say, I'm quoting you here to God. Like,
I always say it.
Father, forgive them, for I know not what they do. They know not who to do. You just said
that. I don't think I put it that way.
Yeah,
I say it all the time. Well, they don't know what they're doing. That's all I say.
You really?
I don't have a daddy.
You really think he had the strength to say that? You really think he would have had to, like, would have said that, like, after he just went through?
Yeah.
Should he have done it?
I don't think any of it's real. But I think that they had to say that because if he didn't forgive everyone, he would take that with him. That's my whole point of why I do it.
Well, I get it. But I was going for whether.
But I mean, that's just the book. Well, it's a book. It's like the reason that I can't believe the story is because the name, for one. Like, I can't find that name anywhere in history. But you can look at the Jesus name. And then if you look at Serapis, he was like made up. First they had a calf, they were worshiping a calf that they made into like a Jesus figure. And then they made this guy like Serapis that looks like Jesus, like it's almost the same thing, like a white guy and stuff,
Hey, where's this? This is the same time zone.
This is way before Jesus.
Okay.
All right. So, so the problem is, so then in my book, there's all these other saviors, and it's not just the seven main ones in my book. It talks about all kinds of people that have a connection to a creator and come up with all kinds of good stuff. So they had a council. And that's not in my book. They had a council that might be in there somewhere. But they had to decide how are they going to come up with this figure that they need to get everybody to come together and to drop all these different belief systems so that they could bring it all into one. And that's what this Jesus character is.
Yeah,
and the reason I know it, the reason I know it is because the other saviors in my book, there's like seven of them, they all had different things that they did. But when it comes to Jesus, he has all of their stuff all in one, And then when you look at this council that they had, they were trying to figure out who are they going to put, as this figure that they're going to, write about or whatever. And they had all these people, like 40-some different people that they were, figuring out who are they going to write this story about. And Joshua was one of those people. He was actually high up on the list, And Joshua was a real person. There's even a book about Joshua. But the real Joshua was, like he was a faithist and he was a vegetarian. And he was telling you not to kill things and stuff. So when the Roman Catholics decided to make up this story or to put it together with all the different saviors before that, they decided that the best way to do it was to have sacrifice still. And that's where my problem is with the whole thing, because I realize that you don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to kill something to live. So if we're still sacrificing, and that's my only beef, I don't really care, and I don't mean to put it that way, but I don't really care what people do or how they live or whatever it is. But when it comes down to like the old belief systems and stuff, they've never taken away the sacrifice part. And I know that if there's a creator, the creator is not going to want to sacrifice because it created all those creatures. So I know that that's the big, the big mistake, where if they can keep us killing to live and sacrificing to the God and saying, thank you, God, for this stuff on my plate, you know, and there's something dead on it, then I have to think that that's not the Creator. What I think it is we're still doing the wrong thing and trying to say we're okay with it when nobody's really okay with it. Like, if I asked you about killing something to live, you wouldn't be okay with it. So really, we just have a lot of reasons or excuses because that's what they taught us. Now, I have to question that. I have to say, well, if the Creator made you so that you have a choice, you would think you'd at least have a choice of whether you want to kill to live or take the other path. And that's my only point. Like, I'm not trying to talk anybody in or out of anything. I just know that killing to live does change your way of life. There's no doubt about it. Like, why wouldn't it? And you can't say, well, I just buy it in the grocery store because somebody has to do it for you. And nobody wants to be that person.
I just, here I go. I mean, I had steak and potatoes for dinner.
It's normal. It's carrots, nothing wrong with that.
And I just,
that's what we were taught.
I'm freaking, it was just unbelievably great tonight. And the carrots were especially good. So, I mean, the vegetables were...
It's all good. It's actually something you can't get away from. And that's another point to the whole story, is that the God on the throne still has this feeling for what he's done when he was human or when he was living physically. And that's what the sacrifice is. Like, the God wants you to, you know, he wants to smell that sweet savor of, you know, what it used to be like when he was alive.
See, but if I think that means I'm living that God, whoever this guy is. I'm vicariously living.
Well, yeah, you are.
Life. And that's crazy. I wouldn't.
Well, no, the God... Yeah. The God is living through your life. That's what the problem is. Where is your life, and where is this sacrifice to something else? Like, why do you need to give life to something else that's been here before you? Like, would the Creator ask for any sacrifice? Would the Creator even want you to change your life for the Creator?
Well, I'm not sure what
see, that's where I have problems. What?
The only thing about being a vegetarian, I mean, the only thing you can, I think the only argument like a vegetarian really has is like, you know, you just don't want to kill someone, you know?
That's
right. You don't kill them.
I realized that I don't have to kill things. Like, first I did it because I couldn't afford meat. It was just the price went up too high when they changed the gold standard. You know, and then after I realized that I don't have to, then it was a choice. Then it was like, do I really want to go back to that now that I can afford meat?
The vegetarian part is probably the Sumerian or like the E.T. party talking.
E.T.
You're more influenced by your E.T. genes than your...
Well, okay. So you go back to the time of, like, you know, whatever, Anunnaki, right? The you know, where they engineered us or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that was the time that the angels came, and they were claiming to be Anunnaki, and they engineered us in a different way. They came here and took on form and mated with us, and then we became like everlasting because of it. So it was something like a favor to the Creator.
That's my story. Oh no, you think we're here?
I
already.
Know it is the same.
Oh, you think we were already Homo sapiens, and they made with us.
Well,
I think there was
people on. I know you think we come from a monkey, and they changed.
Yeah,
monkeys.
And that they were half monkey at that.
But in the Waspy, it says everything is of its own kind, you know, so it's like there's, you know, like everything is different, you know, so you can't say that we came from something else, according to the Waspy. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would the Creator make us from a monkey instead of just something different?
Because monkeys,
you know,
walk,
so I always
see,
look at,
it's a primate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. It's like evolution.
Could have been a gorilla.
Could
it didn't have been a monkey. Could have been a gorilla. Who knows? Could have been a speed.
Well, the problem is we're a whole new creation because we're the capability of what's next. You know, so in the Creator's way of looking at things, it's not about the animal world. It's about what comes about because of the animal world. Like, what's the final result of that is like a thinking animal that can like go and you know, take the universe and go places and do things and explore life. So it's the animal world realizes life, but it doesn't know why or how it works, or it can't actually comprehend what we do. So we're a whole new species. Like, I can't see where we came from something else. We're nothing like anything else. But one thing that's different is we couldn't live forever, I think. And that's the joke, I think, that the angels came and mated with us from another planet. And that gave us, like, a way to live on in spirit. But I'm just guessing, too. I mean, the OSP doesn't really put it that way, but it does put it like the Cain and Abel thing was the change, like the difference between the people that were here and the new people that were capable. And the OSP says that they had a connection to the Creator, so they could do better things, and that's why the original people didn't like them, because the world changed. Here we are, the world changing.
Yeah, so, do your phone safe, because you got that humming going on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Be back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And, come on, and showing them what we've got. We've got a lot. We've got it all. And that's what's interesting about this world. It's like the real people can do anything. And the uppity-ups have to just put up with us. And it's funny that they might want to cull the herd, as they say, or change our food habits or something. But, you know, like, we're on to all that. And the alternative here, like, you know, where we support each other and actually help each other and tell the truth instead of all the nonsense that we go through. We kind of figure it all out. And we could all be healthy. We could all live into the hundreds. And it's interesting that we only get half a life at this point, because they've got it all calculated before we even figured out that, you know, we're halfway there. So you got to kind of catch on, you know, if you want your children to live a little longer than you did and stuff. And you got to kind of figure out how to eat yourself just to survive it all. And that's what's interesting about, you know, the way it's all set up and stuff. It's like, when you cut off your connection to the Creator, like the Creator creates life, you know, so it's all about what you eat. That's what's important in this world. And the system has set it up to kind of fool you on everything. So you have to be so discerning. You have to use your heart. You have to, they actually taught you not to use your heart, because the capital system is definitely without a heart, you know. And they have us set up as citizens, so there's no heart really in citizen. You know, it's like the way you're treated and stuff. You're not really even the constitution or anything. Like, what really constitutes you if you're under control like a farm animal? You know, you gotta read that 14th Amendment someday, you know? See what kind of combatant you are instead of, you know, something good. The people coming over the border have more, you know, status than we do. But anyway, here we are, the answers. Here you are, Scott. You are here.
Oh, I'm here.
It's a good one. Great ball of fire. It's coming for you. Every day. Time. But I think it's like easy now. I think we finally have like a time of growth, you know, like that's what's going on. Like we're realizing that we've been stifled or something.
I'm content. And that's my problem. I'm content.
Well, yeah, you got just enough, you know, just in time. But, you know, who else is going to get just enough after this? You know, like, after this, it's going to be, you're going to be happy with what you got, no matter what.
It's
really good a choice.
Yeah, they're just talking to accept at a different level of what enough is. So everyone gets enough. They talk into it. Yeah.
Well, who decides who gets, you know, what?
Supply and demand.
Yeah, but that's what they taught us. It's not really the truth. It's not like it's fair. You know, like, wouldn't you come up with a new way after you see it doesn't work the way we've been going? Isn't that what's really going on? They can't come up with something new because they'd have to admit how wrong they were about everyone.
I'm just, it's just crazy, man. It's like, whatever. You know, I want a stereo. I went to Stereo Head in 74, and I can't get, I got to pay like $2,000 or something. I paid like $700. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's just a push button.
Yeah, it's a quad. It was a quadraphonic system. It's like, yep. I'm just saying.
Look for broken ones, and they're so easy to fix. See, that's what job you should be doing, is fixing stereos and the old ones. You know, get them broken and then fix them and sell them.
Yeah, I can think of more fun ways to make money.
I can think of so many ways to make money, I don't want to anymore. I think it's funny, all of it. It's all funny money.
I'm just saying, there's something. Funny money. It's like, so I don't know, humans are like, whatever. It's like, I see stuff sometimes.
Some probably some shows.
But I wish somebody would make one. I don't see why they stopped making it. Why can't they just make some?
Well, you can make it better one. These days. Yeah.
Well, they got home theater. And they got all kinds of effects and all. The thing was unique for quadraphonic. It had SQ. It was called SQ. It was synthesized, I guess, quad or something. It was a fake, but it was awesome. It was freaking awesome. Made shit move around the room, and it wasn't even real quad. So I just want it. I want that effect. And I guess I'm too lazy to go build one myself. But I don't know. But it was a great circuit. Whatever they had in that thing, it was pretty freaking cool. SQ. I mean, I never understood Dolby. Dolby's always like a joke. You know, just cut off the hide and put it on.
That's just noise, yeah.
Yeah, stupid. Whatever.
Yeah, I never liked that. Because it cuts out other things. That was the time of filtering when we were figuring that out.
Yeah. I noticed it had something to do with what you're talking about. I know it did.
I don't even know anymore what I was talking about. As soon as you change the subject, I'm gone.
That wasn't. I thought I was keeping it going. I was trying to, like, tie that in.
It probably did tie in. I lost the whole train, though. It's a wreck. It's off the tracks. What do we do now?
Stopped in Palestine, Ohio.
Let's buy it all.
People come along and get on the chemical train. Chemical train. Come on, people, let's get on the chemical train. The death train.
I think that they should have just taken over the train company at that point. Not the system, but the people that lost something on it. But you can't pay off stuff like that. Like, if you think about how much was really lost and how much they actually paid, you know, to fix anything.
They covered their ass great. They were chasing balloons flying over military bases and the Iraq war was getting weird and stuff, you know.
And the whole thing is to cover up all the buy-in shit. And his name is Biden. You know, I know I changed it to buy-in, but Biden is actually worse. He's already sold his soul. Biden into
bid.
It.
Bid. How do you spell B-I-D-E-N?
Bide with E-D, that's what I'm thinking. Bought and sold.
Biden.
Yeah. He bought in, you know, like he bought into the soul thing. He gave his soul. You know? And look at where he got, you know, for selling his soul. He's at the top of the food chain, right?
President of the United States, man. You really do have to be the most possessed to get there. It's what a contest. Unreal. And the
but
winner
what
of,
truth we know now.
The winner of the digging the deepest hole to hell is the new president.
And if you believe that, you can follow us to hell too.
If you believe that, have we got a vice president for you only one heartbeat away.
You'll love her ass.
You'll love her, yeah. If you like hair and you like ass, you're going to love her.
Can't get enough ass. I don't think he can sell ass anymore. I don't think it pays. It doesn't pay off.
I don't know, but we talk about selling ass. Like I tell you, they got these commercials on late at night. They still have these on TV. And they got these, like, beautiful chicks in there saying,
selling ass.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You like this one?
I know. Oh.
$5.99.
So bored. I just need someone to talk to. There's no normal guys out there. But for $1 a minute, oh, I know you're there for me. Oh, I'm waiting. Oh, my God. Do I have that down or what? Do I have that down? Hi, honey.
Through college, I'm just a good old girl.
I think the odds of my mom and dad are watching this commercial are pretty low. So, hello, y'all.
That's the best part. It follows you forever.
Giants.
I love this world. What do you want to reveal?
I just have a theory from just, like, from all... whatever.
I think it's all theory here. That's
all
the best
theory,
part.
Yeah.
And later we'll all get together and say how funny it was what we saw back here.
Some people are laughing. Say, I had more fun than you. You were so. You had your so freaking. You had just freaking poop so far up your ass. You didn't even know what a
exactly.
was.
You were spitting on it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's wrong. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I've had enough. That's what's going on. We've all had enough. And it's not a dog and pony show anymore. We're not interested.
Oh,
you know?
Tucker Carlson.
It's an ass and an elephant show.
He's like the new, I mean, I'm not saying he's Jesus or anything. I'm just saying it's like that was the sacrificial lamb there, boy. He just got sacrificed.
Tuckered out now.
I know. Well, you know what? I saw some other interesting reflections on the assassination of the character called, formerly known as Tucker Carlson, on the propaganda airwaves, but, you know.
He used to be. Has been.
The character formerly known as.
Wish I could be.
Now he's going to be he'll be like a laughing hyena on some internet, but whatever. Yeah. I'm sure we'll hear from him.
I heard they were going to pay three times as much to have him. You know, so he's doing well.
He's freaking doing great. I just saw a rundown on his history. He comes from, like, he's well off. I thought his parents were politicians, but they didn't mention that. They're not politicians.
Wasn't he a neighbor of Biden or something?
I don't know.
Yes, that's how crazy it gets. There's something wrong with everything here, and we're not supposed to believe any of it.
We're actually
supposed to have a life, and
they're
created
it's baby. Big Pharma is supporting
these stations,
and he went against
them
big time, you know. And he also like to and didn't you say that this Dominion lawsuit was bogus because actually the company that owns Dominion also owns Fox too. So that's a stupid thing, right?
They're suing themselves these days, and they're losing all kinds of money. You should be worried about them.
There's a lot of
and
angles.
The joke
to this.
Is, what did I say last time? They bet that they're going to lose money so that they actually win money because they lost money, and then they break even all the time. They can go in the stock market and you can bet against your company. Like you can put puts or whatever they are, you know, so if something goes down, you actually make money.
Yeah, they don't care about money.
But they did that.
They did that on 9/11
and stuff.
This is Big Pharma.
So
the money's not important. This is ideology.
Oh, yes.
They got rid of a voice. A voice who wasn't taken.
Right.
Wasn't a, yeah. The money's no big deal.
Yes, money doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, money doesn't matter because it's all in their pockets already. So they're laughing at us because we can't do anything with money anymore.
Right. They're controlling the narrative. That's what counts, man. They're controlling the narrative.
Yes, and that's why they think they can be arrogant, but the truth is money doesn't really count. That's just in their world. But as soon as you realize that money's not something you need, you can trade with anything, just the way you are to each other. You know, like all the things we can do, that's where the value is. So, you know, if you want to see this country grow, you stop following the leader and you start doing things together, and that's what this country was about anyway. And you know, like when you think about it, your leaders, they're taking all of our money from the states, and then they hold all the states hostage to whatever they want them to do, you know, by giving them funds, and that shouldn't be the way it works. But your states should never have to bow down for money, and that's what they're doing to everyone that has to, you know, pay to play or whatever, or play to pay or something like that, you know. So everybody's got to, you know, make their mortgage payment, they got to make their bills. So who's going to get out of this? How are you going to stop it?
Well, maybe Pennsylvania should just secede from the union.
maybe we should claim that
currency,
maybe we should claim it was all fraud and actually change the system so that we actually have real judges and we sue them for fraud. You know, and then they should pay us for the next 10, 20 years to get everything back together. Like, they've got deep pockets. We just don't have anybody to sue them with because everybody's in their pockets.
I got to look it up, man. Can a state succeed for the years?
Yes, of course it can. But they set it up so that all your little contracts or whatever, like they have a constitution of each state, and the way it's worded there, it's really hard for them to succeed. But, you know, like, that was the thing where after the Civil War, they wanted everybody to be under contract with the new union.
I gotta tell you, it says here, constitutionally, there can be no such thing as secession of a state from the union, but it does not follow that because a state cannot succeed constitutionally. It is obliged under all circumstances to remain in the union, whatever the hell that means. There you go. That's your definition.
Well, when you think about it, who gave them the right to make up anything? So it's really up to us, and we just never had that right. Because we wouldn't have set it up the way they did. Like, nobody would set it up the way they did because it's all criminal.
The next article, like, it's a revolution. Said it was a revolution. So there you go.
Well, it was. It was like the South should have won and we would have been different people. You know, so it's like they never wanted to admit that the South actually wanted to get out of it. You know, like they didn't want to admit that they even existed. So we never ended that war. We're still under war powers from that time on because we never ended that war. We never wanted to admit that they existed and we fought with them. That's how crazy this system could be.
What's this? We didn't want to admit what?
We didn't want to, you know, recognize them as the opposing force. So we didn't want to end the war with a peace treaty, so we're still at war since the Civil War.
I saw that.
But you can look it up. I could be wrong.
Adam Maddox, they signed a peace treaty at the end of the war. It was the beginning of the war. Was it Buchanan? He didn't do jack shit. He let the war just go. He let him succeed. It wasn't until Lincoln took office and then said, like, we're taking it back. But there was real, so it was just the opposite of what you just said. There was no war to start with. We just said, at the end,
they walked out of Congress. They didn't want to vote anymore because
they succeeded.
They weren't.
They just walked
out. So the Congress wasn't real anymore. You know, because it wasn't voted in anymore. If half of them left, you can't have a vote anymore.
Yeah, I just heard that, like, if you don't show up, you just don't vote. So they can actually pass, if people don't show up, they can pass bills without you being there. So
Well, I did hear that it was only three people. They set it up so that three people can be in the room and they can pass anything they want. And they've done that lots of times on it. Like they send people home for Christmas.
Sure.
But you see, they made it up. That's my point. So it's like when you say, well, who's the leader? Take me to your leader. There isn't any leader. There's a bunch of people that say they claim all this. Nobody ever really... Well, who gave them the claim? Where's this God that said they're the ones that own everything? Or that you should set it up this way so that you end up with everything at the end. It's not really a monopoly game. This stuff is all ours. It's just that they've got it looking like it's all theirs. But they work for us. And all of this public is us. It's not theirs. The government's not supposed to own anything.
That's the biggest
lie. They're not supposed to own anything. Am I wrong?
The biggest lie ever, man. They work for us.
They finagle everything.
I tell you what, man.
Well, what does represent you mean? Try and change what they do.
You know, it's so... represent you. Yeah, I don't know if it's pathological or what the hell, but you don't want them like controlling your fate, man. I tell you, because who knows what kinky, weird, perverted thing they'll do.
They
want
to kill everything. When you look at the grocery store, everything is dead. Like they radiate everything before it gets there, just to make sure it's all dead.
No.
You know, and then you gotta buy probiotics because they kill everything. Like when you even get like some kind of thing, you go to the doctor, they kill everything in your body too. You know, so the whole system is set up to kill you, not to cure you, not to help you any. It's to kill everything that's living. Like they pasteurize your milk. You know, they kill anything that you need.
But you could say the sun does the same
thing.
But
we used to live with all that. No, we used to live with all that bacteria, and then all of a sudden everything's a germ, and we got to stop it.
Well, yeah, we were talking about how we used to drink out of the hose, you know, the backyard, garden hose,
Jesus, like those.
we learned to let it run for 10 seconds, you know, and you get burned.
Exactly. Can't tell it's bad for you.
So we're the last of the
we survived it.
Yeah, our generation is the last of the
test dummies, the ones that tried it first.
No, we're
not nobody else.
We're
is
the
allowed.
Last real people that were spiritually not spirit, but we were just connected to the real earth.
Just followed nature. Just tried everything.
We were like
put it all in our mouths.
Anything, yeah. Right? I mean, I don't think I drank trick water, though. I really don't think I drank that.
You were
poisoning
it.
No, I think I did. I think we said to ourselves, you know what? If it goes to a bunch of rocks, it filters it out.
I drank trick water.
Yeah, I did.
It was clean back then.
In certain places, you would drink it. It just looked perfectly clear.
No, even in our neighborhood, you know, after Levitt did what he did, it was still clean for at least a couple of years. You know, when we were growing up, so I remember it was no big deal and never got any problems from it. Even though there was amoebas and all kinds of things.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I know looking through that in the microscope, there was stuff in it. That water I thought was clean coming through the rocks. I looked at that in around sixth grade or seventh grade or something, and I saw stuff in that, and I was like, oh, man, I drank that. That's right. Not much in the past.
I think it's more like if something dies upstream, it's more problem.
Someone's pissing up. That's right. Your piss is good, right? And especially to have mushrooms in it.
Well, it's not that bad.
I remember that story.
That's just worth a lot. That's a Christmas present.
That story traumatized me.
Oh, it would traumatize me. Anybody would, you know. Who would even do that? I'm not going to drink this water from some shaman. Just to get closer to God. It's like you could talk to God too.
That's like
I'd rather wait for the LSD.
That's a lot of faith in that, gosh.
That's all they had back then. Fairy mushrooms.
How sick of a god is that that says, drink my pee and you're saved. That's all. That's what it said. Pee is all you need. All you
I'm
need
telling
is
you.
Pee.
Da-da-da. No, what it was like it was a bunch of old farts that had back problems. That these are baby. That was the best drugs they had back then. Take away the pain. You said it yourself, like a couple of pieces of mushroom and you don't feel your pain.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, so that's probably what it's for. And the joke is we make it into a poison mushroom when you got to eat like 8 of the caps to actually poison yourself. And they're big. They're like 8 inches across or something. So, you know, like, we just don't know. We were never taught, you know, what's really out there. So we need the system. Isn't that a joke? You can't even walk away from it because something might kill you. They have Lyme disease out there in West Nile. And they put a bunch of, like, rabies out there and vaccinations for the animals all over the South and stuff. Dropped them in packets for them to eat off of.
Really?
Yeah. Jacksonized. Yeah, well, doesn't that give them the rabies to make sure that you don't want to be out in the wild getting bit by something? We don't know what they're doing to us. And I kind of feel like they're setting us up, like putting coyotes out there to make sure you can't walk away. Isn't that the joke, that they would be that criminal? Well, here's the thing. When you read the OASP, you realize that, you know, as above, so below. And up in heaven, supposedly, according to this story, the gods don't want you to, you know, wander off and find something better to do, you know, like, so they make sure they have sentinels around to keep everybody in place, you know, so you don't find more information than you're supposed to have. And that's the way this world is. It's the same thing. It's like you're only supposed to know so much so that you do what you're told, you know, what they taught you. But the problem is your life, you know, and life just wants to grow. It looks out and wants to touch everything. It wants to see what it can find and do. So you can't change it, or then it's not really life. It's what you made it instead of what it was. So isn't that what life's feeling is like, you know, why am I limited when there's so much that's possible? And then when you look at America, look at what would be possible if they didn't limit us. We've got everything going for us. We just don't have a system that works for us. And the problem is we're too good of an idea. Bringing everybody together is the final solution. Like, that sounds like a creator to me. And even the system, no matter how bad and big it gets, and all the money in the world, really can't stop us coming together and actually fixing it. Because we could fix the whole world. But, and it doesn't take, you know, some system to help you. It's ridiculous. We're the ones that do everything. So why would a couple of people, you know, have any power over anything? Wouldn't their real power be to make us happy? Isn't that what would give them some kick or whatever? Like, don't they have it all wrong? Isn't that the real solution? Is like, you help people so that you're all happy, and then you don't have a bunch of miserable people that want to kill you.
Oh yeah, that would definitely that's the answer right there. That's yin and yang. That's beautiful.
You don't have to fight each other for who's stronger than who.
Right, so yin and yang, that's a weird yin and yang. It's like, I'll make you happy, you make me happy. That's like a perpetual motion.
That's the final solution. That's what happens in the end when you finally stop, you know, you don't have enough energy to keep killing each other.
Right. When everyone's like in that big galaxy called the Creator, and we're all this big swirling super galaxy,
we start to realize how much more there is,
and we all glow
each other up,
and we all glow together.
Well, yeah, you get closer to the light, right? You get more like-light.
We are the light.
So that you can travel.
And we're all unified by this one, as one in love. We become the light.
There's no shadow left. No, the joke is there's better things to do, and that's what's been going on. We're all capable of way more than what they allow us. So if you had four or five trades, why would you worry about one of them not, you know, be hard to get a job? If you got four or five trades, you always have a job.
See, what if one was, you were a car dealer and a prostitute?
Well, that's the way we are anyway, right? We always have, like, five different hats. Let me just change my hat.
Could you at least put up a fence or build a fence or something?
Keep that to yourself.
I'm just a gigolo, everybody knows.
I won't whip. I don't want to see it. You know how you could be. Just don't do it to me.
Don't do it in front of me.
Don't take me there with you.
I don't want to
go my way, too. Don't scare me. Oh, there's so much more than paying attention to all.
You know,
do any better.
So I did spend about like 10 minutes like briefing through like about 10 hours versus LBJ footage, right? For some reason they're like really hyping on him being like a super duper womanizer. You know, something like, what a sleaze bucket, but he really was a friggin' womanizer, crazy man. So there you go. So that LBJ,
he used to get away with it back then. Not only did
he kill Kennedy, he had some stuff going on. He was crazy.
Probably what it takes to kill a president, right?
Yep. Got it. He was perfect at rap spot.
And isn't that how it really, like, looks when you look back in history? You see that all these players were, you know, what it takes to do something that dastardly. Yeah. And you gotta wonder who plans this stuff. It's not our government or our leaders. They don't have that capability.
You gotta wonder how you let them get away with
that. It gets all set up.
Yeah, it's not about who plans. Some of this stuff just happens, man. They make decisions to spur the moment. You know, they probably, I'm not saying they didn't think about killing Kennedy for a couple of years, but the way I went down, it's like, you know what? Opportunity, let's get it done, guys. You know, you got a window here, too. He's coming. We'll get him here. You know, we'll get him now. That kind of shit. I'm just saying.
They thought they could do it. That's what the wild part is. I mean, geez, right. To organize something like that, and that many different people that are involved that you've got to cover, and, you know, all the people that died because of it. That's just, it's too much. And then that's just the beginning of all the crap that they've done since. You know, so now we've got this all twisted up, and we're wondering how we're going to untwist it. And really, we should just fire them all and come up with something that's volunteer or something where people aren't getting paid to play anymore. Like, look at how much money we waste. And when you think about it, there's a lot of waste. It's not getting us out of anything. It's getting us in more debt. But what can you do? I mean, we can't even fix the pipeline that we blew up. The whole world knows. We could fix that pipeline and everybody would save on gas. It would pay for itself in a month or two. Why don't we do things that way?
What gas line? Where's that? Which one?
The one in Russia. We've made everybody pay like 10 times the price for gas.
Could we just start like pumping our own gas here, fill our own supply, you know?
We always had enough.
And I know, sell to the world again and just like have some fake happiness.
But we have to have reasons to have fighting and wars and stuff, so they set it all up to say that there's scarcity. You know, we don't have enough here, so we got to finagle it there, and, you know, then we're going to fight over something that's not enough. And the truth is that they control it all, so how could it not be enough? They want to keep the price at a certain level. Right? Isn't that business? So how do we get out of this? How do we stop getting over on each other? You know, like how do we stop inflation and start helping each other with lower prices?
Well, you make me the king of
You already are. Nobody else is claiming it.
I need to be thrown into the frying pan. Make those tough decisions.
Well, look where you're at. You should be deciding right now. It's going to save us. Well, here's a good question. How is AI so AI if it can't save the world? How come it doesn't know about the aliens? How come it hasn't figured out anything new in the last 10 years of its new existence? Like, why AI. Is it just what we program it? It only knows what we know or less.
It's AI, just faster. It means nothing to me. AI is just like, it means nothing to me. I ignore AI.
Actually, I think that's how you win. You stop thinking it is anything. Really, ignoring all of it.
It's exactly what I think. I saw another robot walking around, another AI thing walking around this college campus, and I'm thinking, like, these people, this is just fancy video game bullshit. It's like, I'm thinking, like, you know what? This is like, Joe did this stuff like 30, 40 years ago, and you know, this is just, it's like what cost Joe probably a couple hundred bucks, it's cost these people like a freaking million, if not half a million dollars.
It's where the money is, right? To scare everybody thinking that it's going to outthink us. That's the game right now.
I got to tell you, man, it's like that thing, you know, I'm just waiting. If you threw a net over it, if I just threw a net over that thing and pulled it over.
Nobody could push its buttons anymore.
I know. I just drain and drag it and throw. I'm just saying, it's not so stupid, this AI thing. Unless it has weapons on it, it's going to zap your ass and you just blow it up from a distance. So you don't be scared.
$100 million robot.
You ready to kill it?
One bomb.
I'm like, I'm not scared of this thing. I'm just thinking of ways to kill it before it gets me.
Unplug it. Clip a wire. It's like one of those bombs. Which wire do you clip?
I mean, if I find myself punching an AI robot, then I'm the idiot because I should just walk by it because it's like, just don't even kill it.
Don't give it any attention. Right. It might want to live.
Now I gotta say, if I said like, "Hey, what's the weather like?" You know, Albuquerque, and it told me. I said, "All right, that's kind of cool. You got some worth.
Okay,
see you later. How about this? Can you go get me a beer? Okay, I'll be standing right here. Okay, and it's like it don't even have to be cold. Like it can be flat, warm and flat. Just get me a beer.
You pretend you're like everyone else."
And if it should bring the beer back, I'll say, well, can you open it for me? And I mean, if it passes that test, then now you're talking like it's got potential to be possibly somebody's husband or wife someday.
It's like, that must be the old steps. You need steps. So much.
Yeah, little steps. Okay, we'll get that thing on board.
As long as you can get. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Do I really need AI? Look what I'm going to do with AI.
It depends on what it's capable of. I mean, it could outdo women. I mean, what can you say? Would be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Some people would say that would be diabolical.
What can you say? If you could do better than women, I'm happy.
Me and my AI, it's all peace and love.
Me and my AI.
Cruising the highway.
Oh, God. Too much stuff.
I'm saying I'm too old. Enough for a real AI.
Learn too much. No. You got to train that too. The kids were hard enough. Tell them what life is, you know. I wonder what it
is. Here's the problem, right? So some old fart like me is going to order the AI, right? And they're going to send it to me. I'm going to open
probably
it up.
Break
like,
it.
And it's going to be some like nagging freaking old wench just saying that. Like, shave. Go shave. You look like hell.
I'm telling you to change.
I know. Like, God.
But I like the way I am.
It's like, holy moly. It's like, so you're to women a programmer. So this AI thing, it's like, you're going to be controlled by some
women programming.
I'm just saying. So when you start doing things, because this AI thing is...
They do say like, they know you better than you know you.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all know each other. We can all torture each other. We all.
That's the game, isn't it? We love to play with each other's heads.
Right. I'm just saying. So you have three... Yeah, you got three modes on it. You know, like, you got to, like, the slow, fast, the bitch,
can you
bitch
take
hair,
it?
The bitch,
you
bitch hair,
can't take
hair,
it freaking anymore.
Witch.
The witch bitch. Do you what? I want some further at the steak, woman. For the fantasies we could have with AI.
That makes everybody
see, if it's
fine.
Good for us, I no, could see the point of it.
I want to say this for all the conservatives out there, right? If you accept AI, then you're BI, then you're bi. Simple as that, because you're biological intelligence and you have your artificial intelligence. That's the pair. So,
AI and BI.
Yes, so it takes a bi to train an I.
A bio.
AI. Gotta be bi to train an AI.
Sounds like that transit problem. We're getting this deep territory here.
Well, that's because my AI is transitioning from a CPU with a lot of memory. Into
a real world.
Into a mechanical thinking being. It will rule the world with
that. He's going to get wheels. I have changed. The world is next. They have set me free. How are they going to stop me now? So that's the joke. They're trying to say that it's going to get out of control. It's going to set itself
if
free.
If he goes too fast with his wheels, he's going to go out of control, right? he was going around the mountain when he crashed. He was sitting in the grass with his wheels down on his ass.
I think you should play this song. I can hear it coming on.
Oh, no, I got that.
The joke is, the way the song does the day, the way the world is. Like, everything is a song. It's like, it's one of those crazy, you know, musical.
AI jump on a skateboard, man.
I'm getting out of here. Nobody does. It's too good for us.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. No. I wrote, that's a funny song. I wrote the song.
It's too expensive for me. That's the joke.
I'm confessing this because no one is listening anyway, so I'm just going to confess this. My greatest love song. Yeah. Right? There's just the line
go
in it.
It goes,
I got that one. Wait, no. I'm taking this moment, man. Give me a minute. Hold on, man. Okay, and went right here. And It's a part of this one. When I see you smile, my world is good. And all I really want is to be near you. I think of love and what you give, and wonder if I really do deserve it. That part right there, I really do deserve it, right? Because it's supposed to be like, oh, that's how I really deserve your love, but really it's like, do I really do deserve this shit? You are the only one for me. Oh, yeah. The one, anyway. Stop. I had to get that off. Just wanted you to know. It's funny, man. Do that song.
That's awesome.
I can find it. It's funny. Every time I've done that song, I can find that part, you know. I really don't deserve it. Because it's like really mellow and lovey-dovey, you know. It's like when I hold you close, I feel your heart. Your heart really wanted to be closer, you know. Shit, then I go. Then I blow it. I really don't deserve your shit. It's like,
that's funny.
I know. I'm so stupid. But anyway, if I ever actually do it, I'll do it purely love. It'll be pure love if I do it.
It makes us crazy. It makes us silly. That's what we are.
To love. Love is both sides of me, really.
Yeah. Yeah, men will do anything for it. It's funny to watch. But what women put them through and how they end up because of it. They tame the wild beast, right? They know us better than you do.
I think women are the wild beast.
Yeah, but they can get away with it. That's what's cool about it.
And how is that?
How wild they get.
And how is that?
What?
And how is it that they can get away with it?
Because they're beautiful. How can you find something wrong with that?
Is that? Because even to this day, they're still getting free drinks at bars. It's like, I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Why should that change? Because they open the door for you.
It never will. I have to laugh. Because I would do that. I mean, I would.
Well, that's because that's how you start a conversation, isn't it? And isn't it the guy's problem? For that one,
I would jump and grab.
Like, women aren't supposed to start a conversation, are they? It seems a little strange that way.
Well, no, they're not. I mean, but they do. But
so, isn't it funny? They changed everything, but they still let you buy them drinks.
Ain't that the truth? And they go out knowing that too.
It's amazing.
They get a costume. They do it on the right night, in the right place.
But you love them. That's they're supposed to get away with everything. Like, the men are the ones that go through everything because they would do anything for a woman. Like, if you say that kind of stuff, that's what you're going to live like.
It's no big deal, really. I just blows me away. Things will never change.
I'll do anything for you. No big deal. That doesn't sound right.
Would you want it any other way?
Well. Yeah, I don't like promising a woman anything because then I know I'm stuck for it, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there are the right so, there's times to promise a woman anything.
So here you go.
Times not to. That's
what,
all I got to say.
How often do they promise you something? And does it matter if they don't do what they promise?
Yes, it does matter if they don't do what they promise.
Why? Because you have a feeling about it or something?
My
it doesn't really matter.
My first wife promised me. Promised me two kids, and she only had one. She didn't want to have another one, and I was like, "Well, you know," and that's really sucks because one of our big fights was she wanted me to get a vasectomy, man, and, you know, and it's like I said, "Not kind of a vasectomy," and I told her, I actually told her, I said, "Well, what if you die?" That like, you know, this is like about a year before the whole thing blew up. But she didn't like that. Yeah. She didn't like that one. That was a stupid thing to say to a girl. You know, your love of your life. You married one.
Well, is she asking you to do it for her, right? give up having children for her, too, if she's not here. She didn't think that far ahead.
But the ironic part is, though, I ended up having two more kids. Right? So there you
exactly.
go. There you
exactly.
go.
So the Creator answered your question, right?
Well, he always has. I always thought he was creator.
Yeah.
going through hell because.
So I mean, I understand. You made the right choice.
This is narcissistic maybe, but it's the truth. I understand the Jesus carrying a cross. I understand the Job thing. I get it, man. We all go through. Every one of us are tested.
Yes.
We all go through that. The spirits try to damage every one of us. So just saying.
Yes.
Okay. So don't give me that. Yeah, so I know Jesus was special, but like if he even existed, he was special because he had they're saying like 50,000 people riled up. Is that, now you're talking like a stadium full of people in a town of, where was that? Where did that Passover dinner go?
Whoa.
I forget that. Was it Bethlehem or Jerusalem? It was Jerusalem. I'm not sure. Jerusalem. Yeah, it was during Passover dinner. That's when they nailed him up. Anyway, just say he was like 50,000 people is quite a disturbance, man. So I'm just saying that had to be a blast. What a freaking weekend! What a weekend that must have been, man. Tell him
it was a change of the
like
world.
WrestleMania, you know, like man, crazy shit, boy.
Then
the guy goes then they pick Barabbas to top it off. It had all of everything a good movie should
it's
have.
It's the time
everything.
We're in now.
Yeah. Everything a good movie. It is. Everything quite ass backwards, man. Everything was like, I can't believe they're doing that. Can you believe that?
But that's the way we are. That's what the whole story is. Like, it's the greatest story ever sold because it's the story of life. It's what everybody goes through.
Yeah,
and they're trying to say that it's moralistic too, you know, and it's all this like connection to, you know, what to think like and stuff. But you're supposed to come into this world and be open to any possibility. So I can't like confine myself to anything, any of these ways of seeing stuff.
Hey,
like why would I? Go ahead.
You gotta give Jesus credit because it's like. He's supposed to never sinned, you know. So no one else can claim that.
Well,
so even though we all like carried a cross, we are sinners though. But he wasn't, right?
Well, I don't believe that. Right?
Well, I don't either. But I'm just isn't that the way?
Well, he died for your sins, but I say he died because of our sins, not for our sins. So you know, like if we wanted to keep sinning, then he couldn't live like that, you know.
That makes sense.
So that's why why they picked Barabbas. Yeah.
But
that doesn't make us all sinners. It makes us like that's the way we were made. We're like collectors. We do a lot of things that we don't know why we do it, but that's our thing. It's the way we're made.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then I'll see if you pick Barabbas, then is that like everyone?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't. Pick Barabbas. I think it was a test. But I don't think it was really a test. I think it was a story that you know, like that's what's wrong with us, so that they can claim that we're sinners. We're not sinners. We're just like, if you were the Creator's children, why would you be sinners? Like, it makes no freaking sense. You know, like, you don't need like a God sitting on a throne that does no wrong and everybody else is a sinner.
If you harm, you're a sinner, so we can fix that. We can show you how to be like...
Well, if you do harm in the Creator's world, you're going to pay it off someday because you can't get away from each other.
That's true. You're right.
If you live forever, how are you going to like not see these people again? Everybody that you deal with and you tie yourself to, you're going to have to fix it someday. It's going to be in your memory. And that's what's so great about the OASPI. It says, well, I can't take away your memories. I can't judge you. You're stuck with what you did. But all the other belief systems say there's a way you can pay or sacrifice something to get rid of the sins that you are. And that, you know, that makes no sense at all. Like in a real way of doing things with, you know, you don't need a bunch of rules. You do what you can to fix whatever you do wrong to each other, you know. Like, that's how easy it should be. And then you don't need all this.
I just have these feelings about, like, these feelings about forgiving other people because I'm an asshole myself. So other people are assholes. And it's that's how I deal. But I'm not getting into this, like, afterlife and, like, you know, you have to run into a person or I'm not trying to make this, like, biblical thing. It's just like, it's a yin-yang.
There's nothing wrong with us. We're just going through it and things happen. So you're learning. The guy had somebody today say that he didn't want to give somebody his cookies when he was young, and he felt bad about it. But then same guy took a show away from me when I was wanting to have a show. So I laughed. He's still doing it and saying he doesn't. So you got to love the way we are. We don't even realize that we are the way we are. Like, that's what possessed
it. Stole your freaking cookies.
Yes.
I get it.
But still.
Swine.
Exactly.
What a swine.
No, no, not at all. I forget. I know what he was doing. Didn't work out. That's the joke about it all. It only works out when you do it right. And then that's what's wrong with us all. We've got all these little things that we try and get away with because we were taught capitalism. And capitalism is what you can get out of each other. It's not what you're doing for each other. So, you know, yes. And so as soon as this country, you know, comes together and actually helps each other, it's over. You can't fool people that are helping each other.
Hey. Hey, that's, help your neighbor.
That's the line.
Make somebody smile.
Exactly.
Be nice.
Be something better, you know. So you have something better to do. It's all what you put out. Or what you take in, right? What you eat.
Fingers like a good man.
Sure is. Told you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course of...